Make it tea, bitches.
I'm excited. Got some shit to talk about. You're setting the tone. Should've got my ticket right, man. Step it up. I'm a Mike fan, I know.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's set this tone. Sorry. You gotta understand. Tonight, we gonna tell you some shit. You understand the song later.
Locked up, they won't let me out. And I had a long day in court, shit stressed me out. Won't give me a bail, they can't get me out. Now I'm headed to the county. Gotta do a bid here. I'm used to living luxurious.
I don't wanna live here.
The walls is gray, the clothes is orange.
The food is broke, the food is garbage.
A lot of niggas is living with these circumstances. SP's the same, I still murk your manses. Drug money to rap money, work advances. Niggas ran and told I should've murked the Kansas. Got popped for a murder attempt. Knocked me on D block when I was burning the hemp. Had a brick in the stash, hope they don't take it to a further extent. Locked up and they won't let me
locked
out.
Locked up, they won't let me out.
Block. Niggas know the threat me out.
I'm steady trying to find the motive.
Why do what I do?
Freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen.
Stolen.
Registration.
No license.
Patrolling. Now they don't stop me and I get locked up.
But they let me out. But they let me out. Oh. They let me out.
They won't let me out. Yeah, all on everything, yo.
Hold up, man. Hey, I'm so glad I'm out with the free. Shout out to my niggas locked up, though. Shout out to everybody going through some shit. We have to go celebrate real quick, cause I'm out. But I ain't wanna go. Wait a second. This is old school. I'm setting the tone. Y'all gonna understand in a minute, man. Let me get my bars off. Oh my God, what's up y'all niggas, man? Bevan's over here on the floor. Pardon her for being rude. Say hi to the guest, Bev.
Hi.
What's going on, man? This is Bacon Tea episode 11 in this motherfucker, man. We are back for you niggas. thank God, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers always jammed me up. We always had to do this show via a collect call from Rikers Island or some shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Are you all right over here, Beth?
No, because you acted like you was going for years.
Oh, shit. Oh man, nah man, I had to create the vibe.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm listening to the music, I'm listening to everything that he's saying, but I'm like, yo, you was gone for years, like I'm back. I was locked up, don't let me.
Yo, man, you fucking crazy.
No, because I'm over here crying, because I'm like, these niggas acting like he's gone for years.
Yo.
And when he tells the story, y'all gonna be laughing too, because you were like, what?
Oh, man. So obviously, we gotta get right into the story, y'all.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. So we got a great show in store for y'all today, man. So if y'all wondering why the fuck we over here dying laughing, a nigga got locked up last night. And I'm here to tell y'all motherfuckers the story. Obviously, I'm not doing any long time because I'm here talking to you motherfuckers.
You looking like you did.
But I'm going to tell y'all niggas how this story went down, okay? Oh, man. Shout out to the NYPD, man. Shout out to y'all niggas, man. Fuck the police. But shout out to the police.
How you going to shout me out? They're cursed about. Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all could have let me go, but y'all could have threw me to the wolves and had me dealing with, like, mad extra dumb unnecessary shit. So, fuck y'all, but salute to y'all. You know what I'm saying? So we'll jump right into this motherfucking episode. I guess we ain't even gonna give you no table of content. We'll just jump right into
it. I mean, you got to
after
this
that
point.
Kind of intro.
Ooh, you got to at this point.
Right? So, you know what I'm saying? So after that intro, I kinda gotta, right? You know what I'm saying? So
I know the story already, guys, but I'm laughing. I mean, I'm laughing because the music that he was playing, the way he was acting, I mean, I wish y'all could really see him. And I'm like, looking at him like, he wasn't called that song. But go ahead. Yo, well, tell the story.
I'm going to tell the story.
It was crazy.
It was, man, listen.
Oh, my goodness. I'm literally crying here because this.
All right, so I'm gonna tell you the story.
All right, please tell the story. No!
So last night
we about wait. I gotta stop laughing.
Are you ready?
Seriously just played the whole.
Are you ready? Can I tell a show?
Go ahead.
Can I tell
a
story?
Please.
Can I?
You wear me out.
I have to give an intro, so can I tell the story, please?
You wear me out. Go ahead.
Can I tell the story how I want to tell the story?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Now you messed me up.
No,
now
I gotta start over again. No.
Now it's all over again. Y'all like that song? I'm gonna change the song. Okay.
Oh my
Bev, you know, we decided to go get something to eat. You know what I'm saying? Middle of the night. It was like 11:30, something like that.
It was late.
Mm-hmm. It was late. So, we decided to go get something to eat. So, go get some Chinese food. And so, we decided to make a little night out the situation. You know what I'm saying, y'all? So, we like, you know what? You know, let's go take a little drive. It's a nice night. Enjoy the little air. We got a little something to eat. You know, eat in the car. It's a vibe. It's a move. You know what I mean? That's what we was trying to do. That's what we was going to do. So, you know, got the food. Boom. We hop in the car. After we get the food, we go riding. Riding out. You know what I'm saying? Hop on the expressway. Music blaring. You know what I'm saying? The vibe is good. You know what I'm saying? Listening. Bang, 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 you know what I'm saying? Blasting our music and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, we on our way to a little rest area by the Verrazano Bridge or whatever. A little chill spot. A little scenic area by the bridge. A little water. You know what I'm saying? Nice little spot. You can park up with your car. You can get out, walk around. So, you know me. This is bacon tea. So, you know, the bake is definitely in the motherfucking building, right? So, we smoked on the way there. You know what I'm saying? Had a little blunt. Had a whole blunt, pretty much, with us and everything. You know, I had two blunts with a smoked one going. Got there. We was chilling. Lit up another one. We smoking. Smoking, you know what I'm saying? Windows down, everybody. You know, nice night. Looking through the windows and everything like that, I see a cop car parked. And it looks from a distance like it's, I guess, like I am the traffic that's driving because it's late. So traffic is speeding. So I'm figuring it was probably, you know, speed trapping cars driving by. So I ain't pay no mind to it. Smoking. You know what I mean? Chilling. Out my peripheral, about 10 to 15 minutes later after I saw the car, I see something go by. But as I see it, and obviously it's like, I guess, a too late moment. Because at the peripheral, out the car, is a cop on the side of where Bev is.
And I was like, cops. That's all I could say.
Literally, cops. I literally just blew out smoke out the car. Cop pulled up on Bev. I didn't even see the other cop pulling up on my side. When he come around, he's like, hey, could you, you know, turn the radio down and the car needs to be off when you're in the rest stop. As he says all that, I'm literally squashing the blunt in my hand. Right? Squashing the shit. You know what I'm saying? Got this shit squished in my hand. Can't toss it. Can't do that because he's right there at the window. So he's like, have you been smoking, you know, weed or anything like that over here? I was like, not when I drive, no. But before I got over here, yeah. But nah, I ain't smoking. Whole blunt still in my hand, right? So he's like, okay. You got ID? You got a driver's license? Now, I admit y'all, my license is suspended. Right? So I'm driving dirty. All right. Yeah. The L's on me. I know. So I have to give them my ID, everything like that. They take it. Like, all right, we're going to be right back. He doesn't take me out the car or anything at the moment. He goes, they go to continue their search of the other vehicles in the parking area we are. Soon as that nigga walked away, that weed became an edible, motherfucker. I found some juice, had some juice in the car. Fucking boop, boop. Put the blunt, fucking bit, you know what I'm saying, folded the blunt up, nigga. Took that shit like a pill, nigga, swallowed the fucking blunt. Sitting there, make sure I was clean, ain't no weed on me or anything like that. Chilling.
I mean, at this time, I'm thinking, where's the blunt at? That's what I was thinking.
She's thinking with a blunt. She goes and tells me, well, give me the weed. I can hide it. No. So they can come and take you.
About me at all.
So they can come and fuck with you and search and find you with the weed? Hell no. And that weed gone. She was like, where? I swallowed it. She's like, you swallowed it?
Ew.
Nigga, I was dying. So, you know what I mean?
Because I was like, he actually swallowed it. And I'm like, ain't your stomach gonna hurt? That's all I can think about. Like, ain't your stomach gonna hurt?
No, nigga, that shit became an edible early. Real fast. Swallowed that shit, lit up a little black amount, and I started chilling. So I'm telling her, like, yo, man, they gonna take me.
I was nervous.
He was nervous.
I was nervous. I was praying. I was like, no, please don't take him.
He was nervous. I'm like, yo, they gonna take me, yo, or whatever like that. So I'm just getting her prep. What to do? Or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? When they take me. Because Bev don't drive like that. So, and we had a little distance away from the crib. So, it's like...
Yeah, we were quite a distance from the crib.
A little distance away from the crib. You know what I'm saying? So, we waiting. You know what I'm saying? 25 minutes go by. So, I'm thinking either these niggas are calling for backup or they writing me, a million tickets.
I mean, I didn't want him to think negatively, so I was just like, oh, no, you're not. They're probably just going to write you up a ticket or whatever. He's like, nah, they're going to take me. And I'm like,
I knew the vibes. So they get out the car, come right to me. Both of them come right to my side. Like, if you get out the car, I'm like, yeah, but here you go. So not giving them niggas no problems or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? Get me out the car, you know what I'm saying? He searched me, see there's nothing else in the car, no weed, no nothing like that. Make sure I'm clean, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? They had to go get the 2-cup shit because my wrist is big. They ain't the little bullshit baby cups they had at work.
Yeah.
So they had to get like 2 extra cups for my shit. But that actually kind of hurt, to be honest with you. But whatever.
No, I heard one of them say, you got some big wrists, sir.
Pause. Yeah.
But that's what he said. Mm-hmm. Like, he was talking about how big your wrist was.
So, I mean, cops was cool and shit. They let me take my phone. Or whatever like that, so I can make calls when I got to the precinct. Nigga was like, yo, because you was cooperating, blah, blah, blah. We're going to give you a little disappearance, but we got to take you in. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get you out of there.
I just feel like it made no sense for you to take you in.
Yeah.
Want you to take it.
You know what I'm saying? I was just more or less worried about getting her out of there so she can take the car and get the fuck going. That's where my mind was. Like, yo, get the fuck out of here. And if anything, probably follow these niggas to the precinct. Because if they are taking like 3 hours, it was only like 1 in the morning. And probably get out of there like 3, 4. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Probably get back, you know, to the crib. You know what I'm saying? Before the sun come up. So, I'm like, yo, do me a favor before you leave. Call my mom so I know what the situation is. La, 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 la. And, you know, I hit you up when I get to the precinct. Get to the precinct. You know what I'm saying? They go take me. You know what I'm saying? We pull away. Take me to the precinct. Precinct not too far from where we were. And I'm sitting. I go to the precinct. You know what I'm saying? Get in there. There's a... You know, they process me, then they go take me to the process holding cells or whatever. And I get in there, there's a chick sitting on a Puerto Rican chick. She got to be like 25, 26. Sitting, or 23 maybe, even younger. Sitting on a chair, locked up to a bar. Like, they got her handcuffed to a bar. Some other young niggas in there. Some Mexican dude that looked like Ricardo Mayorga, the boxer. And some other Puerto Rican nigga. Go inside or whatever. I was okay all the way to the point where it was like, yo, you gotta take your laces out of your ones. Now, I had some Spider-Man ones on. I'm particular about my sneakers, my nigga. The fuck? I gotta take my laces out of my sneakers? And they gotta fucking, like, widen up? Oh, man, that shit actually pissed me off. Right? No bullshit. Motherfuckers go... Getting the priest, go put me in a cell or whatever like that. As soon as I get in there, the Mexican Ricardo Mayorga nigga talking about he can't breathe, he about to die, he died, right? He can't breathe, he died, he need ambulance. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, all right, we gonna get you the ambulance. 15 minutes later, they come back in, he still, I die, yo, ambulance, need ambulance. Ambulance niggas come in there. Now he talking about, oh, I'm frightened now. I just want to go. Giving the fucking ambulance niggas a hard time. They almost they faked him the nigga up because he refused to go with the ambulance people or whatever. Long story short, motherfuckers had me in that shit until like 7 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas had me in there until 7 in the morning to give me a motherfucking disappearance ticket. About a suspended license that I'm most likely gonna beat because they didn't see me driving. They just see me in the passenger, the driver's seat. But yeah, I definitely had to do some climatic build up to a bullshit ass night in holding.
Yeah, I mean, but it was definitely a long night and a long morning.
It was a long morning. It was definitely because, a long morning.
First of all, after they pulled off with it, I was still on the phone with his mom, and I was just like, you know, explaining to her what was going on and stuff like that. And then I realized that I had to drive the car back, and I told her that I would drive the car back, you know, whatever like that. So I mean, I don't drive like that. I drive, but I don't drive like that. And I had to drive the car all the way back. I was nervous as hell.
Driving like a snail?
I wasn't driving like a snail, though. I think I was like 45. That, you know,
driving like a snail.
In certain areas, I speed up because I was on the highway and they were moving past me fast. So I had to go with the traffic. But I was nervous. I suffered from anxiety. So my nerves were very bad. And I was so scared driving on the highway. But I think my
adrenaline?
Yes, was up. So I was like, I had no choice but to get to where I had to go. But, I mean, it was definitely like a long morning. Mm. And I did not go to sleep until I knew that he was home.
All right. Well, you know what I'm saying. It was just funny, man. I should have kept my black ass in the house. I ordered Uber Eats at the end of the day. It's an L that I didn't have to take.
No, but see, my thing is, now that you're thinking about it, but it was a nice night and you wanted to go outside.
Right. And honestly, how about this? That was the fun part about what the cops would say. That was the dumb guy. So I said, salute to them, but fuck the cops. Because they was like, yo, we get it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to always be cooped up in the house. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just want to get out. You know what I'm saying? Flex. But yeah, you got to get your license taken care of. Can't be out here like that. Blah, 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 blah. But yo, we get it. You know what I'm saying? Shit happens. Blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really busting my balls or anything like that. It was just like, yeah, what happened? I was going to get some grub. I wanted to stop. You know what I'm saying? You see the vibe? Like, y'all saw the vibe when y'all pulled up. Nigga, we were chilling. You know what I'm saying? We chilling. You know what I'm saying? Listening to the music, enjoying the shit. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying the view, everything like that. We wasn't arguing. Everybody was just chilling. You know what I mean? Everybody, we get it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you got to get your license straightened up or whatever. Funny. Fucking niggas.
Nah, but it was definitely it was nerve-wracking for me.
But yo, I, as that happens, I came up with a couple of questions I kind of, you know, to kind of run with, you know, for content purposes and shit. So it was like, one of my questions was like, what do you do or what should you do when the cops pull up on you and you with your significant others? Fellas, girls, especially when you are dating somebody and you don't necessarily know them. First and foremost, I feel like everybody should be honest with what's going on in the car. What's going on in the car, meaning what's in the trunk, what's in the glove compartment, shit like that. Everybody should know what's going on. And I think that falls majority to men picking up women in a vehicle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Guys should be, you know, you should be honest. You should say, hey, you know what I'm saying? If you got the ratchet on you, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I got the thing on me. Let shorty know. So, you know, shit go on, cops pull over, things like that. You know what I'm saying? You can, you know what I'm saying? Shorty was not shocked and throwing your dumb ass under the bus. If anything, she'll, you know, be aware. I feel like, you know, let, you know, whoever's getting in your car know what's going on in your car. That's one. I feel like also proper etiquette is let the driver talk. Let the driver talk. You feed off what the driver say. Let the driver talk. The fucking passenger always end up doing talking, you know what I'm saying, a little too much talking. Not saying that happened to Bev, but I've seen situations where...
I ain't saying not a damn thing.
The passengers start talking, getting a little extra. You know, they Black Lives Matter, all that extra shit, and increase a situation where if you get somebody with a calm head, that could probably talk you out of a situation. You know what I'm saying? Probably talk you out of a situation, talk the situation down. But if you got hot heads in the passenger seat, the driver's seat, the fucking back seat, everybody talking all extra, may make the situation a little worse when you can just probably, you know. You know, get the situation calm.
I sat
get
there with my legs crossed.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen girls instigate, you know, antagonize a situation where, why are you fucking with us for? Why are you all, we just hanging out and everything's right. But all you did was just make the situation more. You have no problem. You know what I'm saying? You got a right to say anything you want. But sometimes, you know, you get more flies with honey than vinegar. So I feel like let the driver talk. You know what I'm saying? It's his car. It's his situation. Let the driver talk. Unless you're the one that got caught.
Or even if they ask you a question, like the officer asked me a question yesterday. And I kept it short. I said, I'm fine. Just don't make anything hot. Just don't. Just shut up. Basically, even after they walked off and was checking his shit and stuff like that, or whatever like that, you know, you got to keep the driver calm or keep the person calm. Don't allow them to get any hype, because if they saw him moving around the way he was moving around, I was like, yo, would you just chill?
Right. Well, all that rapid movement and shit like that as a person in a passenger, even a person that's a driver. It's definitely frowned upon. All that rapid movement, especially how these niggas are shooting cops, shooting black people out here for no fucking reason.
He was moving a lot.
You know what I'm saying? They were nowhere near me, so right. Nigga, when he told me to get out the motherfucking car, you ain't see me get out the car with my hands up like this, nigga. Oh, no. You won't be gun. No, not me.
No, because
I had my wallet in my hand. If I was my phone in the car, my phone was sitting in the dash, and I'm a wallet in my hand out and was open. And I got out, and my hands was fucking palms facing forward. Fuck out of here. Y'all niggas like to shoot. Fucking funny nigga came to the door. He was like, yeah, so I smell weed. Is there weed? You know, did you smoke something?
And he said, well, I got a camera.
He was like, just let you know I have my body cam on. You better motherfucker had that body cam on, nigga. Shit. But no, there's no weed around here because it's currently in my stomach. You missed the blunt. Sorry, sir.
Maybe they was looking for a smoke. You don't know.
Sorry. You missed it. But yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Let the driver talk. You know what I'm saying? Drivers, let people know what's going on with your car. Let people know what's going on with you. Tell these motherfuckers if you got a drunk and your license is bad. If you got a suspended license, you driving with a suspended license, you driving with a motherfucking...
Well, I already knew that it was.
Let them know if you're driving with, you know, no license. Let motherfuckers know what's going on in the car. So that way, they can be prepared in case shit go left. You should definitely let whoever's in the know. The bottom line of this particular part of this conversation is you should let people know what's going on with in the car with you. If you riding dirty, period. Because you never know when shit can go left. And you may need that particular help in a situation. And you don't want them to have to guess out the air what you want them to say. You know what I'm saying?
No, when them guys went to go check his shit, we made sure we had a conversation before they came back. So basically, we knew what we was going to do. It wasn't no question about what was going to happen next.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I pretty much knew what the lineup was, what's going to happen. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, man.
If y'all had one or two choices.
If y'all was going to give me a shitload of tickets. If y'all was going to give me a shitload of tickets right then and there and keep it moving, or y'all was going to take me in because y'all had quotas to fill. And y'all chose to fill y'all quotas. Absolutely. And they did because the fucking, it was one chick and three niggas. And by the second hour, the chick and three of them niggas was gone. And then they had some Russian motherfucker that came in there. Or whatever, that obviously been in the system a whole lot because he told me the whole process. Funny. But yeah, also, man, jail etiquette. Oh, shit. Please. Oh, my Lord. Let me just say something. Jail is a nasty place, right? But what makes it a nasty place is the nasty motherfuckers that go in there. You'd just be surprised how barbaric you get so fast when you get into jail. You'd just be surprised how barbaric it is. I was going to mention this to be something like jail etiquette. Nigga, just try your best to be clean.
Ain't no way. Like, I think as soon as you get in there, you really start not to give a fuck. I feel like because like you were saying that people sit on the bench. You didn't want to sit on the bench, so you wanted to sit on the floor.
Son, the Russian guy came in there. It was three bottles of water on the floor. Right, I had one. He gave the guy rent to 7-Eleven and brought me a water from the cop. Brought me a water, selling a big water, or whatever like that from 7-Eleven, and a little brisk, or whatever. It was three other waters on the floor. He could have asked for a water. He could have asked. They would have gave him one. He literally went, took them waters, poured them all into one of the water bottles, and drunk.
Yeah.
Out that shit. I was like, whoa. Disgusting.
Ew.
Disgusting. And then he decided to fold two of the bottles to make a fucking a pillow or whatever. The nigga didn't want to unlace his shoes because you have to take your laces out to keep your shoes on in the cell. He was like, yo, fuck it. Take my shoes. Kick the shoes off. Boop, boop. Walk in there.
Oh, do it again.
Boop, boop. He kicked them shoes off like boop, boop. Fuck that. And went right in the cell like he was home, bro. I was like, yo, that is fucking 2 hours, 3 hours in. It's like 5 in the morning. My arrest officer come in like, yo, you all right? Yeah, I'm just letting you know. processed, you know, we got, you know, moving processed right now, and everything got to go up to Albany, and as soon as it comes to Albany, it'll be out of here, you know what I'm saying? He comes in, he says that to me, or whatever, I'm like, all right, I appreciate it. I'm standing up. He's like, yo, did you get any rest? I'm like, yo, man, I can't sleep in here, man. It's, you know what I mean? It's, nah. As I'm saying that, that Russian dude let off the biggest snore. I was like, I guess some people can. That shit was funny. I was like, yo, that shit was hilarious, man. That shit was hilarious. A funny, unnecessary L that I didn't have to take. So, yeah. That was some real funny shit. On to some other funny news. Why do people keep fucking with the baby? Why? Like, what do y'all think? Do y'all think another outcome is going to happen outside of gunplay? I don't know. You know, what's the guy named? Cam Cohart. Been trolling this dude, the baby, for months on the internet, talking mad shit about him, making blogs about him. Just nigga got his name all in his mouth all the time. Blah 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 blah. Hating on him to try to promote himself. Hating, talking all this shit. I did have one of his theories did make me go, but I'm like, still, bro, you clout chasing this nigga that bad. It's ridiculous. Clout chasing this dude so bad. Karma does its best to make sure stuff happens sometimes. This nigga walks into the Louis Vuitton store at the same time the baby and his man is in the fucking Louis Vuitton store. And then tries to get clout. And video recorded. Oh, look at this nigga. He pussy. Like, you know what I'm saying? What did you think was going to happen? I don't care if I'm Jay-Z. You not he pussy me to nowhere. You going to get your whole ass whooped on God. And what happened to Cam Cohart? Got his whole ass whooped. Now, I know everybody's talked about all of that shit. I kind of want to talk about niggas saying, oh, he jumped me. He went back to the Louis Vuitton security nigga to confirm it was two of them niggas that jumped him and it wasn't the baby who did, you know, did the shit by himself or whatever like that. He was just lying, trying to find a way to get a win out of this obvious, blatant L, right? If I pop, I don't give a fuck. Even if I say, yeah, I got this, niggas. Y'all niggas better jump. Y'all niggas better pop. If one fight, we all fight. You a twin. So I know you know off the rip. If one fight, we all fight.
Sure enough.
You got older brothers and sisters and all that. I know, listen, what?
Oh, I'm ready at all times. Period. I'm ready at all times.
Just like a nigga argue with a nigga, and a nigga pull out a gun, and you go, "Oh no, don't do that! Put the gun down." We in the street, ain't no fair ones. If that was the case, guns wouldn't be existed, or bats and all that shit. Listen, you pulled up wanting smoke, thinking this nigga was gonna call for a fair one. And you are pretty much, at the end of the day, a civilian regular dude looking to harm him.
Listen to this. If he had people with him, I know he's tired of the guy trolling him. His people are tired of the guy trolling him. They're going to whoop his ass.
Here's the shit.
Point blank, period.
If Cam Cohart was with five or ten niggas, you think them 5 or 10 niggas would have let the baby slide on some one-on-one shit? Nah, let him and Cam hit it square it out. Nope. If Cam swing, y'all all swung. They all would have swung. The baby would have been getting jumped. I just seen a little picture of the nigga Lil Reese 3000 or whatever like that. The nigga that was you know, doing all that shit to 6ix9ine and all that big Chi-Raq, I kill niggas, holding mad guns up in the pictures, all that pop-off shit. Niggas caught that nigga slipping, beat the brakes off that nigga, had that nigga shitting in his fucking drawers. Shitting in his drawers.
It's crazy.
You think he was like, let me get the one off, nigga? If, yeah. You think them niggas was like, yo, shoot the fair one? Nah, nigga, we caught you, we get you. If Cam had 10 niggas there with that day, the baby was there with two, them two niggas would have got their ass whooped that day. So, nah, you got caught slipping. You wanted to smoke. You should have just kept it moving, waited till you left and got your belt and fucking walked out the store. Because obviously you needed it because he beat you till your fucking underwear was out. Y'all niggas need to learn, man. It's niggas that you can't, it's niggas that you cannot fuck with, man. It's just, you know, get it on your own. Ain't no future in your hating. I've found it's not been one nigga in the history of this shit in anybody's coat, in any genre of or into part of entertainment that's become successful from hating on another nigga. There's not one person you can name in rap, in R&B, in comedy, in media. Maybe fucking Wendy Williams. But she even had to turn her shit around. Karma is
a motherfucker.
Because karma is a motherfucker. And you know what I'm saying? Maybe Wendy Williams, but you don't get too many motherfuckers out here who, you don't get nobody out here that becomes famous from hating on another motherfucker. Get your shit your own way, man.
Charlamagne.
You give Charlamagne, you can say it's Charlamagne, but this nigga.
Because maybe you wanted to whoop his behind.
But you want to whoop his behind because he's a opinionated person. I don't think his opinions feel as hate. Versus somebody like this dude, Cam Cohart, is why you got this and how you do that and blah, blah, blah. Why are you cocking this nigga like that?
Oh, he's just trying to get famous.
Why are you cocking this nigga like that? Y'all niggas need to get y'all shit all the bunch way together. For real, for
this
real.
This is how I deal with haters. Ignore them.
Some of these motherfuckers, sometimes I get their ass whooped. Sometimes ignoring is not the
option. Sometimes. They don't be learning from that ass whooping.
Sometimes. They got to get their ass whooped. Yo, did you hear Cardi's new single?
I heard it. They know how I'm coming, with bitch in the flesh. With a bus, she gon' check. She be talking that shit, talking out of her neck. Bitches be mad when they see Cardi step in the spot. Said that you bought it, we know that you're not. I'ma pull up on bitches as soon as I drop. Bought a new car and I'm like a big yacht. Big bitches in my business, they tryna plot. Hoes poppin' shit like they hot, but they not. Just run at the wrist, the panic, the watch. Niggas be flexin', we know what you got. Cardi the heck of the game in the knock. Fuck a your nigga, I got him on life. Just go bang, bang like I'm chopping them chops. BDS shit, I'm in love with the rock. Said you gon' take it, bitch, you got me chopped. They throwin' shit cause they see me on top. So that bitch super love, I'ma send you the drop. Press, 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 press. Cardi don't need more press. Kill them all, put them hoes to rest. Walk in bulletproof vest. Boo. Boo. Boo, boo. Boo. Why you booing her? What is, why you booing it?
That shit was hot, steaming garbage.
I'm not gonna say it was hot, steaming garbage. I'm just gonna say that it's a different Cardi. It is, you can tell it's a different Cardi. And, no, it's not Bodak.
Who overwrote that shit for Cardi shouldn't have wrote that. That was not meant for Cardi. That aggression, that flow, that nasty ass fucking, that nasty ass hook. Press, 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 press. I don't need no mess. Didn't she just do that same kind of motherfucking, didn't she just do that on another song? Didn't she just did that on another song? What song she just did that on? She just did that on what was it? Fucking, was it money?
It might be money. But, I mean, it's just, it's definitely a different Cardi, a more aggressive Cardi. Now, you know, her fans may like, oh, we like the aggression or whatever, we like that, you know. But it just feels like it's not,
no.
I didn't.
It's not it, dog.
I didn't like it.
It's not it, dog. High steam garbage.
I love you, Cardi, but
high steam and garbage. High steam garbage. And this is what I felt. I felt this energy. I felt it. I'm telling you, I felt it. I've been saying it since the die down of Invasion of Privacy, that the second album was going to be the tester of the time. And it's different
this
now.
This is the single that came out.
But it's just not but just single number before, two. But this is single number two. Please Me was the rollout single. And Please Me didn't do. Please Me didn't. Please Me is doing numbers. Like,
I thought this one was.
They're going to talk. They're going to. But I think I said this, to somebody. I think I said this in pre-pro. That Please Me's numbers, they're gonna talk about the numbers now, but everybody in music knows those immediate numbers, rollout numbers, is what matters. And Please Me didn't have the immediate rollout numbers that it predicted it would, and it just didn't. Or whatever. Please Me is doing its rotation on radio and all of that in the streams and everything like that now, yeah. But the immediate numbers, let's keep it a buck. Please Me didn't hit like Bodak Yellow I know it's not supposed to be Bodak Yellow. Everything's not supposed to be that. And you can't match everything to that. You know, she's trying different things. It's a second album. I get all of that. I understand all of that. But the quality of content is what I'm looking at, and I'm not getting that from her. I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it. I'm sorry. Please Me was average, an average rollout general pop rap single. Now, this right here is supposed to be some aggressive, hardcore, rappy type song, and it's her screaming half the goddamn song. Mm-hmm. The whole fucking song. Her screaming the whole song. That song is garbage. I'm telling you, that second album is not going to do what it's supposed to do. And right now, she got comp. It's bad because she only had Nicki to deal with. Now, you got fucking City Girls. You got Meg Thee Stallion.
Let's not start with City Girls, please.
Whether you say it, whether you want to say it or not, they are popping. Whether you hate it or not, they popping.
I don't hate them. I don't hate them. Let's get this straight. I don't hate them. I just feel like
you just like the content.
Yeah, it's like, and then the rapping is off.
Yeah, that's the flow of this new generation. It's the rap off beat, I guess, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You get the point. You're still rapping the song. It doesn't matter if the beat. If I missed the part of the beat a little bit, that's why they think, I guess. Anyway, but she got comp now, and you got other people. You got other people in the industry or other female artists out there that can pull from your fan base. And I'm sorry, Meg Thee Stallion is on her way.
Yeah,
Meg Thee Stallion is on her way.
Yeah, she is.
Watch. You're back. I'm telling you now. Watch your back. Meg Thee Stallion is on her way. She got bars. She's sexy. She has a whole bunch of appeal. She has all of the shit that Cardi had. And she writes her own music. Something that Cardi was trying to do. Or does occasionally. Or doesn't do anymore. Anyway. I really feel like this album was, or this particular single is, you know, a hot steaming pile of garbage. But, you know, let Cardi fans tell it, you know, that this is it. This is a winner. This is a whole winner. I can't do that.
I want to hear the rest of the songs from my album if they come out this year, because you know her other album, she did the singles came out and then her album came out maybe like 5 years later.
I mean, you put like the albums. I mean, but maybe she's you know is gauging the climate. I feel like that's maybe another thing too, gauging to see what's, you know, if it was a good time to push the album out. DJ Khaled just dropped his album. She got a single on his album that's fire, her and 21. That's fire.
His whole album is fire.
You know what I'm saying? DJ Khaled's album is definitely fire.
His whole joint.
Whole fire. Whole joint is fire. Oh, it's two or three skippers. But for the most part, I'll give DJ Khaled like a 7.5. It's a definite playable album. But Cardi got a verse, a track on Khaled's album with 21 Savage that's flames. That's the Cardi that I like. It'd be like, she give it here and there. I need it consistently. You know what I'm saying?
She tends to do better when she's collabing with somebody.
Where she got to bounce her ideas or bounce her balls up for somebody. Okay, I can get that. Okay. Maybe. Maybe she's better off on other people. She's getting to where she's better off on other people's beat, on other people's shit than her own. It's too early for her in the game for her to be like that. That's what Nicki be doing right now. Nicki get on everybody else shit and kill his shit.
Well, I mean, let's talk about Nicki right
Nicki's
now.
Quiet. When Nicki's quiet, she's working. That's how all artists are. When artists are quiet, they're in the studio. So I'm pretty sure Nicki's right now, you know, conjuring up. And she got the tour with Chris Brown that's about to start in the summertime or whatever like that. So, you know, when she's quiet, she's working. Let these other people do their thing. When it settle down, you can come out, drop your shit, and you can get all the necessary, you know, streams and purchases that you deserve. Let everybody shoot their shot, let the smoke clear, and then you can step out, you know, doing like how she normally do. That's how I kind of look forward to Nicki. That's how Nicki should move. And I think she got new management now, so hopefully they'll move in that same manner. Yo, so did you hear about Meek Mill's situation at the Cosmopolitan Hotel?
Yeah, I heard about it.
What you think about it? You know the story? Like the whole story?
I refresh my memory.
Well, long story short, he was going to see DJ Mustard perform. And he got there, and he was confronted by the security. And the head of securities of the Cosmopolitan tell him that he wasn't allowed to come into the building, that he had been banned from the building, and that if he wouldn't leave the building and leave the premises, he would, you know, they would call the cops and say that he was trespassing.
Well, I didn't know that part.
Right. So he was like, even if I'm not, all right, so fine, I won't go see DJ Mustard. I'll go into the hotel and go get something to eat at one of the restaurants. They wasn't even trying to let him go do that. So he was like, well, why not? I never knew I was banned from here in the first place. He was like, they told him, well, you know, he told them that he had only been there one time previously, and that was with Jay-Z for something else. And that particular event, that particular event running like millions of dollars for the casino that night, that hotel, that particular night for that event that he had, was there with. It was only one time he had been there prior to. So, he made it, you know, he pretty much, you know, had his people's recording everything, letting them know that, you know, you guys aren't gonna be discriminating against black artists. And, you know, he made a big fuss about it on social media. And, you know, now you guys, the lawyers involved, threatening to sue and everything. Now, I ride with Meek, and I ride with the whole black agenda and all of that shit, but I honestly feel like this is a rich nigga problem that us regular average Joe people who's listening to this on an everyday struggle, this don't apply to us. I'm not acting that wild in this equality to where I get banned from a fucking $1 billion hotel in Vegas. I'm not doing that. And I'm not saying that's what he did, but I mean, I'm not saying what he did. There's no butt behind that at all. I just can't relate to a situation like that because, you know, that's not a tag bracket that I can, you know, talk about. And it's something that I can aspire to, don't get me wrong. But I just don't feel like something like that applies to me. I feel like, yeah.
So you're saying it's a rich thing?
I feel like it's a rich nigga problem. While it's a black person's problem for being discriminated against for a white man, period. I just feel like the particular issue for him, once y'all niggas tell me I'm not coming in here, fuck you. I'm a whole rich millionaire artist that people that come to pay millions to, and thousands of dollars to come to your place, if I was coming to perform, I would be bringing money to you people. So y'all niggas don't want me in here? Fuck y'all. Y'all niggas, it would be a cold day in hell before I ever step foot in grounds on this motherfucker again. Y'all gonna be calling me before y'all call y'all? Fuck you. So I don't. That's kind of the energy that I would have got. Word, nigga, you ain't got to tell me twice. Fuck you in this raggedy ass hotel. You know what I'm saying? I would have made a whole song dissing the shit out that whole motherfucking hotel. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? But I get, you know, just standing up for yourself, and you know, you're not gonna let you just, you know, tell me anything. I feel like if he was banned, that somebody, I guess, because of his stature, should have reached out to somebody in his, you know, from to the label or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but I feel like that's a rich nigga problem. What you think?
I mean, yeah, it's a problem. I feel bad that he felt like he was discriminated for. I'm tired. But I mean, they issued an apology to him and stuff like that. But what was it? Did he perform there before though?
No.
He never did?
Mm-mm.
But I just would have been like, well, fuck you. It's like, I ain't gotta come here anymore, and I would definitely tell my peoples not to come here. They definitely would hear it. So, but I don't. But what? Like, did he ever find out why he was just? He can't come inside.
I think they said that somebody, maybe not him or his people, but somebody that I guess came with somebody else, may have gone to a fight or something like that. But it wasn't that nothing to do with Meek or nothing or something like that. But just maybe a connection to a connection, and they just kind of was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, everybody can't come back.
Right. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So maybe there's another artist on that list that they don't know yet until they go there and they get turned around too. You know what I'm saying? He was just the first to realize it. So, you know, I just, you know, well, I get to.
But
just,
in that case, they should have told him, like, if the incident that happened, and, you know, I don't know, we're just trying to figure out what's happening. You know, until then, you know, we'll appreciate it. Don't come to our hotel.
Well, you just let the nigga know, you know what I'm saying? Just let the nigga know. I'll definitely agree, man. I just want to send, I guess we want to send a shout out to, or I guess we, not a shout out, I guess we want to say rest in peace to Frank Lucas. I guess.
Why are you saying, you know, I guess? Like,
I guess.
Why are you saying I guess?
Sorta.
I think saying rest in peace is just to give your respects.
I mean, the internet was like, well, he ratted on police. Like, right? Like, they was like, oh, you know, he was a rat, right? But he only ratted on dirty cops. You ratted on dirty cops that you worked with, though. You did business with these said dirty cops.
I mean,
if you grease their pockets, if you grease their pockets so you can do your running and do your thing, and when you got busted, you decided to rat them out because they allowed you, you know, to get yourself some lighter sentence. You gave the cops away instead of giving the connect away or whatever like that. That's okay. You still ratted though, right?
I mean, like, these were dirty cops. Who cares?
But they were cops that, well, if he was greasing their pockets, if he was paying them at a point to keep them dirt, keep them quiet while they were dirty, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you did what you had to do, but do I give you a pass on you ratting on them now? Do I give a pass on you ratting on them now when you got jammed up? You gave somebody.
Well, I guess he felt like he had to do what he had got to do. They was pitting him away for a long time.
If you say that, then you can say that about niggas ratting on their friends, their family. You can say that about niggas ratting on, you know what I'm saying, the crew. You got to do what you got to do because you facing time. If you do the dirt, don't take the whole train.
But you
down.
Know the story. After his whole family, basically, not his whole family, but basically most majority of his family was working with him, and most of them went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so they knew that he was the one in charge. So he was going to get like go away for a long time. But if he cooperated with the police or whatever like that, you know, to get those bad cops.
He cooperated with the police of the police.
You're a rat of the rats. So, just like those police
was a rat leader.
Give a fuck about anything. He didn't give a fuck. Okay, you want to take down your own people? I'll help you. You're going to give me a lesson sentence? I don't give a fuck. Well, basically what that was. You want to take out your own people? You want to be a good cop? Okay, then I'll help you. It's going to benefit me. You have a lesson sentence? Fine.
I don't know. That's why I said, rest in peace, I guess. Because, you know, that conversation.
Well, rest in peace, Frank. Rest in peace. And I pray that your latter years were great. That's it. I guess. It's never good that somebody passed away. It's never good. Yo, you know what I do want to talk about? I want to talk about Drake. And how he was acting during the basketball finals.
He was doing a lot.
Because I think he was living his best life. But I feel like he was doing the most. Some of the stuff was funny. But some of the stuff I just felt like... He was acting like another Kevin Hart when it comes down to Philly football. It's like, Kevin was like all over the place, and I felt like that's what Drake was doing. He was all over the place. So that's what I'm like, yo, this cat. And every time I see something or a meme or something, I'm like, yo, is it really that serious?
Well, these people? I feel like Drake is actually doing everything that any fan that had money would do. I feel like Drake is just being the fan that if you had money and access to be like, you would be like. If there was a fan of a fan of the fucking Baltimore Ravens or a fan of the Minnesota Timberwolves or something. If there was a fan of that nature, of that statue of Drake that had access, and lest we forget, Drake is not just an ambassador to the basketball for Canada. He built the Raptors practice facility. He has whole stake investment into the Raptors organization. So, yeah, he's just a little, not just a fanatic fan.
But then I feel like he should still have some type of proof about him. If you hold that much stake within that franchise, then I feel like you should have a little bit more quorum when it comes down to how you act at the courtside. Right? Am I wrong?
I mean, I don't think he's acting too out of pocket outside of, you know, he talking shit. Everybody talks shit at a game, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to talk their shit at a game. Everybody's going to say what they're going to say, you know what I'm saying, at a game. And I can't get mad at, you know, how he acts, you know what I'm saying? As long as he's not getting in nobody's face and doing all this shit like that, you know what I'm saying? He could talk your trash. These basketball players know that fans, especially fans that are close to the court, you know, talk their shit or whatever. And because he's a familiar face that you may see because he's a celebrity and you know what I'm saying, all that other stuff, you probably give him a little bit more slack than the others, you know. But I don't think he's saying anything too outrageous. I think people are just mad because if you're not a fan of the Raptors, obviously you're not gonna like seeing Drake jumping around and rubbing his fucking coach shoulders and being mad hype, and when they fucking won the East, he's first one out there with a hat and looking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. If you were not a fan of them, you would be pissed too. You would be pissed too. You'll be pissed too. If you're not a fan of that, if you're not a fan of them, or the Raptors being in the finals, because your team not in the finals right now, and you got Drake that's winning and everything, music and all that shit, you can't make a wax song, nigga, everything. Just, yeah, that nigga just make your hater rage just show. You could be the coolest nigga. To see Drake doing all that shit, man, fuck that nigga. Why you hating for? Because his team is winning and he's celebrating them. He's the most popular rapper in the game right now, celebrating his favorite team. Can't get mad at it. It's mad because he's known. He's making them, his celebrity is making their celebrity go up. And people don't like it. I'm for it. I like it. I love it. All that shit with him and Draymond, that was perfect because I'm rooting for the Golden State to win. I got Golden State winning. I had Golden State winning in five anyway. So this one game that they won, just I'm still in the clear. I didn't think they was going to win the game one. I thought maybe they were still game three or something. But, okay, cool. I still got the Warriors winning in five. So, all you did was just make Draymond and them niggas pissed off with that little back and forth and the little meme right there. You know what I'm saying? All you did was make them niggas mad, man. I got the Warriors in five. I don't know. But I'm all for Drake doing, you know, his shit. And celebrating his team. He's celebrating a country. It's a whole different monster when you celebrating a city, you know, or you celebrating a state. He's celebrating a whole country. That's the only basketball team in the country of Canada. That's a real big deal. That's a real, real, real big deal. And if they find a way to miraculously beat fucking Golden State and bring the first championship ever to Toronto, to the country of Canada, boy, that's all I gotta say. But Summer Jam's coming up. Matter of fact, Summer Jam is tomorrow. New York's one and only hip-hop based festival, because it's not just a concert, it's a festival. They got one stage that happens earlier in the afternoon on outside. That's pretty much a free concert that you can go. And then the one that you pay for the tickets that's inside in the stadium or whatever. So it's the one and only continuous hip hop stadium festival that's been going on for what, 26 years? This is the 26th Summer Jam. Yes, last year was the 25th. Anniversary. This year is the 26th. It'll be the first year in double digit years that I'm not going. I've gone successfully to Summer Jam for probably almost since my daughters have been born. My daughters are 15. I've been going to Summer Jam for 15 years. It's been the first year that I'm not going. But I feel like I'm kind of passing the torch to the younger generation, because last year I felt Summer Jam was young as hell. I was right in the midst of every youngin' that was there. And it was like, yeah. I'm not an old head, but that shit made me feel like an old head. Because them youngins was a little too extra. It was a little too much. I don't know. I really felt like, yeah, this is not me. But, it's coming up, man. Bev, do you got the lineup? Who's coming? Who's going to be on the stage?
Yo, I see that we got Cardi B.
Boo.
Meek Mill.
He was there last year. He came on a bike.
Migos.
They wasn't able to get on. They cut their times off.
Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez there. He tore it up last year.
But it seems to be usually be there.
Tory Lanez tore it up last year.
A Boogie
was there. He tore it up last year.
Rich the Kid
was there last year. He came out. He tore it up last year.
Funk Flip.
He's there every year. He works for them.
Who is that?
DeVito. That's a hot one. That's gonna be dope.
We got Casanova.
Punch you in your face, motherfucker. I knock your teeth out.
Who
Shout out to Cass. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Two times. You know what I'm saying? My real rights. Shout out to my niggas over there. About time my nigga Cass getting some shine. You know what I'm saying? I'm really looking forward to seeing that concert. Seeing his performance. He's probably going to be one of the first, but you know, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Cass come out there and turn up. You right. know what I'm saying? Putting on for Brooklyn, man. Shout out to Brooklyn.
We have City Girls.
Act up. You can get snatched up. Act up. You can get snatched up. I'm not going to hold you. Them little bitches going to tear that motherfucking stadium down. They are going to tear that motherfucker up. I promise you. Yeah, I know Cardi B is going to be there. But I got a whole feeling that that shit go, when City Girls do act up, boy. And I think the baby is coming out with somebody. Somebody set the baby's coming out on. I'm pretty sure of it. I think it's maybe Meg Thee Stallion set.
Yeah, that's the name I was gonna say next. Meg Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion's gonna come out. Big Ol' Freak is gonna tear that motherfucking stadium down too. Big Ol' Freak is going to go ham. I don't think she's been on the stage this big yet. Neither has the baby. Neither has Casanova. Summer Jam is a whole giant, half a giant football field. Half a giant stadium. MetLife Stadium is big as shit. That's going to be one of their first big stadium performances for those people. So I really hope they have a real good set. It's a really, really, really big, long stage. You have to really take up all of that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I really hope that, you know, people like Casanova, Meg Thee Stallion, I really hope that, you know, their performances, you know, really, really, you know, gain some good momentum, because you can really launch from this. Anybody else was on there?
Cash Doll.
Cash Doll. Shout out to Cash Doll, man. She's still grinding. She's grinding, man. She's still grinding, man. Shout out to Cash Doll. I gotta start checking out more of her music. I don't really check out all her shit like that, but I hear good shit about Cash Doll or whatever.
But yeah, but it looks like they're gonna have some good performances this year.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Summer Jam.
I from everybody on that list, I know at least a song or two. So, you know, I would definitely be looking forward to this particular Summer Jam. And you know, with Summer Jam, they have 1,000 special guests. Just because you hear those lineups don't mean they're not going to be coming out with special, you know, guests and secret performances and stuff like that from people as well. So, you know, just because you got that list of people, which is a solid list of people, don't mean that they're not going to be, you know, like I said, the baby's mother, I think the baby's going to be coming out with this chick, Meg Thee Stallion, so... And you know, he literally got the hottest song on out, period. You know what I'm saying? Suge is the hottest song. It's pretty much the summer banger right now. So I definitely look forward to it. I really hope that somebody decides to take the reins and organize a hip hop based concert for New York. We really need one. I mean, because With Rolling Loud and Coachella and, you know, Made in America and the Roots Picnic, all of these dope 2-3 day concerts that, you know, festivals that happen all in these other cities. You know, Pharrell just has something in the water in Virginia. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of these dope festivals are happening out there now. You know, you got Duce Palooza that, you know, travels around and everything like that. You got all these, you know, dope festivals that happen in New York. We are the shit. I'm sorry. We are the shit. Everything pops, start, everything happened with us. And we, for some reason, for us to always have that title, we always tend to be last to the party, bro. And we got to stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? Power 105 and Hot 97 do what they have to do for the most part to continue to keep concerts going and keep people, you know, around and everything like that. But we really got to get somebody that's going to, you know, pull up and help us get, you know, a festival going so we can start showcasing our talent and
yeah,
getting our stuff out there and bringing that, you know, those good summer days back, a spring concert where, you know, 2-3 days, we just got dope music, you know, saying get some podcast out there, get some, you know, some dope bands, some dope artists, you know what I'm saying? That, man, that would just be so dope, man. We got so many places to do it, you know what I'm saying? Somebody needs to jump on that and get that popping, man. But, yo, we gonna wrap this up. Just wanted to holler at y'all. Let y'all know what the deals is.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Yo, hit us up on our social media, though.
Definitely holler at us.
Let us know what y'all think about our podcast.
Let us know.
Bacon Tea.
What the vibes is. Hit us up on Bacon Tea at Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook and Bacon Tea. Hit us up on our email, BaconTeaPodcast@gmail.com. Definitely hit me, you know, Will the God on Twitter. Hit up Bevy Best on Instagram, Will the God on Twitter and on Instagram as well. Fuck with us, man. We trying to do this for y'all. We got some dope shit coming up, man. Trust me. Y'all gonna enjoy.
Stay tuned, man.
Bacon Tea, y'all.
Be blessed.
Real hot girl shit. Yeah, I'm in my bag, but I'm in here too. And that's why every time you see me, I got some new shoes.
Look, bitch, I'm a star, got these niggas wishing. He say he hungry, this pussy the kitchen. Yeah, that's my doubt, he gon' sit down and listen. Call him a trick and he don't get a holler. Bitch, I'm a star, got these niggas wishing. He say he hungry, this pussy the kitchen. Yeah, that's my doubt, he gon' sit down and listen. Call him a trick and he don't get a fitting. He know he giving his money to Megan. He know it's very expensive to daily. Tell him go put my name on it and come, because when I need money, I ain't trying to holler. He know he giving his money to Megan. He know it's very expensive to daily. Tell him go put my name on it and come, because when I need money, I ain't trying to wait. I can't be fucked with, no. Oh, you can't touch this, ayy. Bitch, I do rich shit, huh. My money thick, thick, ayy. Walk with a limp, limp, huh. I'm on some pimp shit, ayy. He say you all about money, yeah. I'm on that cash shit, huh. I'm in my bag, bitch, huh. I'm on your ass, bitch, huh. I'm in that new shit. You on that last year, huh. Bitch, I do pimp shit, huh. Oh, you on simp shit, ayy. He say you all about money, yeah. I'm on that cash shit.
Bitches love me, why? Cause baby don't give a fuck.
What you do?
I be fixing the weed while she sucking my dick, pull it out, then I titty fuck. I fuck up from the back and she nasty, killing me. No, I give it up.
Yeah.
I be cool on them, bitch, ain't no pressure. Till I met this little freak, I named Maggie. This little thing is a stag. Look how she walk, look how she talk, she sexy.
No.
I like when they pretty and ghetto. Type of bitch that don't even say hello. And whenever we fuck, she be fucking me back. Put her in the headlock with my elbow. I see them reverse. Got a bone and dick and ride this shit like a Camaro.
I can't be fucked with, no. Oh, you can't touch this, ayy. Bitch, I do rich shit, huh. My money thick, ayy. Walk with a limp, huh. I'm on some pimp shit, ayy. He say you all about money, yeah. I'm on that cash shit, huh. I'm in my bag, bitch, huh. I'm on your ass, bitch, huh. I'm in that new shit. You on that last year, huh. Bitch, I do pimp shit, huh. Oh, you on simp shit, ayy. Shit, ayy. He say you all about money. Yeah, I'm on that cash shit.